Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats on a Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out. It is a Power Rankings Wednesday. We're going to hit on three Super Bowl bets that we like heading into week number six. Live dogs and teasers. We'll play nickel or dime. Eric Kratz from Foul Territory will jump on. Perfect day for that. We've got four baseball games, four divisional round games. Last time now, we're going to see that. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll go over our card later on this hour. Nate Collins will hang out as well. A lot to discuss with him. Sam, based on the minute off air before the show started, I think we can already say it's going to be an off the rail show. I think there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of leg room here on the show with the segments and everything. So I can already tell today's going to be a fun one. How you doing?
I'm feeling frisky for sure.
Oh no.
Even friskier given the fact that if you pull up the screen today, college football, NBA preseason, WNBA finals, Major League Baseball, NHL. There's men's tennis going on right now. Very exciting. There is so much stuff to discuss and so little time. The baseball yesterday in New York, though, was awesome. That game had everything you could possibly want. Jays jump ahead. Aaron Judge hits a 100-mile-an-hour fastball basically on the inside corner to the upper deck.
So strong.
I mean, nobody's hitting that ball but him. Where it was pitched, where it was hit, where it hit off the top of the, what do you even call that? Like the top of the, like upper deck. Awesome game. Fans ripping shots after the game. Like just everything you could possibly want from a Blue Jays and Yankees playoff game. And now we do it again tonight.
To your point about Judge, about how many players can actually do what he's doing. Like, I'm caught in the algorithm of, like, baseball teaching and all that, so I see it all the time. His personal hitting coach is very controversial. He has a different style and all that, so people are always ripping on him. And, like, most people, and I agree with this point, it's a little bit of a different hitting style that he teaches. But the point is that, like, he's what, 6'7"? How much does he weigh? There's nobody in the world like him. There's nobody that has that power. It doesn't matter his approach to the plate for the most part and his swing path and all that. When he gets a hold of it, it's going. Because you saw that was a perfect example last night. And he was kind of joking about it to the reporter after the game. He's like, I'm not going to get a good grade on that swing. Okay, maybe. Don't think anybody's going to complain because you're Aaron Judge. Yes. 99.9% have no chance of hitting that one out of the park like you did. But he's part of the 0.0001%. I think that's certainly a fair point. Yeah, all that chatter about Judge choking. Mm-mm. He's been showing up, man, every game. And the three-run homer ends up tying it. We saw Jazz come up. Oof. Sorry. That's an ear hole shot next time you're up. With that bad flip. That's an ear hole shot from me. You're the same way. I was thinking, I'm like, Jake would probably be on the opposite side of that because he loves Jazz, new school, but I've still got a little bit of old school with me. But after that, you bat flip like that against me in the playoffs, you're getting one.
No doubt. First pitch as well. We used to call it sweet chin music. That's what we used to call it. Shawn Michaels. Shout out. Aaron Judge, 6'7", 282 pounds, by the way. That's what he's listed at. And according to Sarah Langs, who's been awesome with baseball stats for a long, long time. Aaron Judge now has 6 home runs when facing elimination. That's tied with David Ortiz for the most in Major League playoffs history.
On the other side, Vladdy did his job. He just didn't get enough help, right? Didn't get enough with the pitching and enough help offensively. But Jake called it, and he said home run. Everybody apparently was on home run. I guess Brad Evans called home run, I think. I was on total bases. The room called home run, and then it made me think twice about it. But, yeah, Vladdy did his job. He just didn't have enough help. We figured the Yankees were going to make it a series some way, somehow. It's not like Rodon was great. He wasn't the reason that they got here at all, especially look at his numbers. He was yanked from the game fairly early. But in the 2 games last night, you get the favorites winning both, and you get the over smoking in both. Ton of runs last night. Very curious if that ends up happening today. The room did well. This is the first day in the baseball playoffs, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the room did very well on a number of levels. And the home run props that were popular end up getting home. So nice tickets were cashed by the room. The room is flush for a 4-day playoff, 4-game playoff.
Oh, baby.
Okay. We know how this goes. We do. I think a lot of other people be like, oh, maybe the room, it's their time to get hot. I don't think we're going to be there.
The room does well when you have, what, 15 runs in one game and 12 runs in the other. So 27 runs. Hold on, let me get my calculator. I think that's 27 runs. Yes.
What's 42 divided by 2?
Hold on. Stand by. So much offense, you're going to get these props. And the room did come out. Vladdy, Raleigh, Judge.
Judge.
They all go deep.
Oh, my God. All the big-name guys.
Well, what do you want? I mean, that's what happens. So the room goes 3-2 in both games. I did laugh, though. I was thinking about the room when Victor Robles got thrown out at third base trying to steal. That was one of the room bets that didn't
hit. Okay, can you – I missed that part of the game. What happened? Which base was it at? Can you explain the scenario? Because me and Paul were talking about it before you hopped on.
So he was trying to steal third, I thought.
And yes.
He got caught, and that was one of the props in the room. Robles – 1 stolen base or whatever, over a half a stolen base at 5-1. And he gets caught stealing, trying to swipe third. So that was one of the losses. But again, the story is that the room hits a home run prop at plus 500, at plus 260, and plus 220. That's a great night. That's maybe a marquee banner night. Maybe the best night of all time for the room, considering all that goes into it.
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to make fun of them for laying $1.80, $2 on some bets that they end up losing, you got to give them credit when they hit a Vladdy home run, 5-1. So, yeah, the props did very well. 3-2, but they hit some plus money ones in both games. So, very
good.
They
made more money than I did last night. Who am I to make fun, right? I mean, they cleaned up last night.
No, we're not making fun at all. But they're going to come in ready to fire. Ready to fight. Every 2 hours, we got a new first pitch going today. Is today a day where there's not a lot of work getting done in the afternoon? Let's say that. It's not March Madness level, but people want to knock their meetings out, I would think, early and enjoy baseball. Make sure they get home in time to watch all these games. I think that was smart by Major League Baseball. Every 2 hours, not trying to spread it out 3 hours. Like, okay, now you go check out innings 4 through 9 over here. Or you, with YouTube TV, you can watch 2 games at a time. I think today's going to be a lot of fun with these 4 games. And again, we'll be talking to Eric Kratz about it later on in the show. So a lot happening there as far as Major League Baseball. And we got some news in the NFL as well, Sam. Cincinnati Bengals add a quarterback. Is he the starting quarterback? I don't know. Maybe not yet. Maybe in a few days. He's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm talking about 40-year-old Joe Flacco, traded in the division from Cleveland to Cincinnati. Cleveland gets like basically nothing. They just move up around in the next draft. And you got the Bengals are desperate. Browning's been awful. Nothing like last time when he filled in for Joe Burrow, who was injured previously. He did well then. People were expecting him to perform fine. Maybe they can compete and hang around. Nope, that is not the case. He is the worst quarterback in football with the number of turnovers that he's had. So they're trying to get him ramped up, ready to go for this Sunday. But Joe Flacco, now a Bengal. Joe Flacco has weapons that he did not have in Cleveland. So I'm curious how this ends up going. It cannot be worse. No. It can't be as bad as it was with Browning.
The O-line, probably a wash between Cincy and Cleveland. I don't think either offensive line is anything special. The weaponry is certainly better with Cincy. And this could be a very, very funny twist. Weeks after beating the Packers as a 10-point underdog outright, Flacco gets another crack at Green Bay. This number is a little bit bigger because you're on the road. Last game was in Cleveland. You're a 10-point home dog. Now you're a 14-point road dog. Look, I have no intel on this, but I assume that they're going to try and cram and cram and cram and get him out there on Sunday. You don't make the trade to wait. And a vet like that who's been around the block, who knows the ropes, he doesn't need much. He doesn't need to learn the entire playbook. It's as simple as let's teach you X amount of plays. There's no way Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they can get him everything he needs. But in some weird way, personally, I would rather have Flacco with 3 days of prep than Browning with 3 years of prep. Browning stinks. What more do you need to see?
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line came down, right?
Yep.
It came down to 14 at a number of spots. Whether you think that's something, nothing, whatever, I'll just say this. I'm the opponent. Who would I rather see? Give me Browning. That's not even a question. Not even a question. I know it's a 2-touchdown number, but I guarantee you there are people still alive in Survivor that are like, oh, man, I was locked in. I had a freebie here with Jake Browning, and now they're bringing in Flacco. Can the 40-year-old man, you know, the team gets behind him. There's excitement for one day, for an afternoon. Possibly. Could happen. We've seen crazier things in this league. That's how it works, man.
No doubt. I think there were other quarterbacks around the league maybe hoping to get that phone call, but they go to the trusty old vet, Joe Flacco. Yep. Not going to move the meter. We're a betting show. Joe mentioned the line moved to 0.5. So that's the reality. Joe Flacco is not moving meters, but he does give them a better chance to cover because I would think that he has a better chance to get the ball to his playmakers. And he's not at that point of his career where he's trying to do too much. He's going to give what the defense gives him and or take what the defense gives him, rather. And, you know, a lot of checkdowns, a lot of passes over the middle, and the occasional deep shot. But that's where we're at now. Cincinnati, a 14-point dog. And there's a good chance that that comes under 14 if Flacco does get the green light. I think we might see 13.5. You're always going to have that Packer money. And as you know, and I know, Green Bay still, despite the potential quarterback change, probably the number one pick in Survivor this weekend.
Yeah. Because there wasn't a week where they've been super popular. You know, with Buffalo, there are weeks that they've had where they've been popular and teams have used them up, but we really haven't seen that out of Green Bay. So there you are with the NFL. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Any sort of line movement, anything like that. We're always watching the board, seeing if anything else is moving. I don't see a ton else that has been on the move. I think it's kind of interesting. The big game of the week, Sunday Night Football, Kansas City up to 2.5. We know we're not going to get 3 because there's going to be immediate Detroit buyback. And if they want any Lions money, they know what to do. They just go to KC -3. So that one's up a little bit, which I find interesting coming off the Kansas City loss. But outside of that, have you seen anything else move much in the NFL?
Not much. Back to that game, though, if we can. Sure. This is going to be a very popular game because it's Sunday night. And you're going to have people come out of the woodwork and fire hot takes on both teams, right? We've already seen some of that in the last 24 hours. Be careful shoving in on Kansas City. This is a team that is still searching for answers. They have not been impressive aside from a game against the Ravens that, I mean, looking back, it was clearly more Ravens than it was Kansas City, given how bad Baltimore is defensively and Lamar getting hurt in that game just to kind of pour it on 37-20. You know, odds makers that I respect are really high on Detroit. I talked to Chris Andrews yesterday who said he thinks Detroit's the best team in football. Now, does that mean the Lions are going to win on Sunday night? No. But I think you're already starting to see the stew come together. You're going to see the public potentially on Kansas City and the wise guys on Detroit. That's kind of how it feels on a Wednesday.
Also last night, the most bet team in hockey, Chicago Blackhawks, +230. Did they win?
I don't believe so.
No, they did not. Unbelievable. The room did not disappoint in that aspect. All right, Nate Collins will drop by on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Betsowitz, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.